Gary, what? You and I had a talk when Giannis came out here and said, not one player in the league can stop me. It's going to take a full team. Full team's going to have to try to stop me. Top three players in the NBA. Last Uh-oh. Week, Gary, what'd you say?
last week. Yeah, this last week.
This is last week.
Yeah. I told you, America. You didn't
last week, I said LeBron, Durant, Giannis. Wasn't even close.
Okay. All right.
Now I'd like to revise that after watching the All-Star game.
All right. Gary, here's your red pen. You can revise your – you can make some crosses.
No, he needs an eraser.
And I just want to –
he needs an eraser.
414-799-1250, see if you guys can get in on this. But, yeah, after watching the game last night, man, I got to revise mine.
You saw the light?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the torch, for me at least, has been passed. For me.
Round of applause.
LeBron looked old last night. With them, you get them all on the court at the same time.
Mm-hmm. LeBron was born like that.
Yeah, but he ain't. He just look. I mean, I could be wrong. 414-799-1250.
You didn't see the alley-oop.
He just looked old. He just looked older. He just looked older. He looked older last night than.
What are you talking about?
He just looked older last night, Leroy. He just did.
Old compared to what?
Older compared to these other two jokes I'm about to talk about. Just look older.
Man, stop it.
Just look older. And you see him in the press conference? He's all swole. He's just swole up.
Man, LeBron's cut, man.
No, he's like swole. Like, he's
swole.
Yeah, what are
you man.
Talking
like, about? Like swollen?
Maybe
like,
your TV yeah, not. Like, you don't maybe, have a good TV.
Leroy, maybe.
LeBron's the man.
Maybe.
Wait, but you talking about LBJ?
Yeah, LeBron James. You know that's my boy. Y'all know y'all give me trouble about him all the time. You know I love him.
Yeah, I'm confused.
You know I love him.
LeBron James, for? 23 in Cleveland, then in the 6 in Miami, yeah, 23, look. And now he's in Los Angeles wearing the 23.
Man. Let me
from St. Vincent, St. Mary's.
Let me give you this right here. Here's my revision of my top three. Mm-hmm. Silly as you see.
Give me a pencil, man.
Number three, LeBron James.
Yep.
Number two, and in the Kumbo.
Just say Giannis. Don't
okay. Huh? And in the Kumbo. Huh? Anna the Kumbo. Huh? Number two. Number one, Kevin Durant.
I knew he was going to.
There we go.
He's all these. You know what Gary is? He's a prisoner of the moment type.
Mm-mm.
Get off my lawn.
Cause
nope, just a smart man
night,
over there.
That's
last
what
night.
Just a smart
last
man over
night,
there.
I don't know if y'all get down with this. I mean, I love, and I know where you're going, LeRoy, because you're just, and you're going to contradict yourself in a minute. But
well, I do it every day.
That's
I do it every day.
Not even every day. Like,
every day.
You about to contradict yourself within 2 hours.
Before, I ain't even saying that yet.
Yeah, you about to, because I know where you're going.
You don't know
you're
what I'm
so
going.
Predictable, but no, that's okay.
Well, you pick my three then.
Hey.
You pick my three.
Can I do LeRoy?
Do LeRoy.
Yeah, do
it. Let me have the...
What do you mean?
Shooter!
That's what the game is all about.
That's what the game is all about.
Come
Let
on,
me get the
man.
Shooter.
Come. So yours might be closer to mine then, LeRoy.
Give me.
I got two legs
Durant.
Over here now.
I think Durant right has passed. I'm talking about right now today now. I'm not talking about.
Oh, although
Durant has championships. I'm not talking about championships. I'm talking about like right now today, I think Durant has finally passed LeBron James.
He's got two NBA Finals championships. He has two NBA Finals MVPs to his name. His name is Kevin Durant, and he is the best player in the National Basketball Association.
He is. He's the best one. He's the best one!
Quickly, LeRoy, mine was Kevin Durant, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Steph Curry.
It is based off of... In
this is
now.
Right now, today. If I'm watching three of the best three basketball players in the league...
Who yours is that? Oh, you not? You don't have a revisual?
No.
A revisual.
You're not going to revise yours?
I'm keeping mine where it is.
Really? After you seen Steph Curry last night?
Kevin Durant,
it's still
Giannis,
the same player.
And Steph.
Okay.
Because nobody can walk up there, take 23 shots in the gym, make 6 of them, and still go and throw an alley-oop dunk to himself at the end of the game.
Yeah, he sure did. He sure did that. Surprised the hell out of me. I was just joking. He jumped that high?
He's got a little bit of spring in his step for that 6'3 frame. Yeah. All right, LeRoy, you penciled
hey,
man, over
listen,
there. Y'all ready to go?
Listen. Okay. And we're going to base this off of last night and at the halfway point. Okay? Number three is Durant. Because I don't think he's a good teammate.
I'm done.
He's not a good teammate. I'm getting out. I don't like the fact that he's
get
out
of here. Gary threw the headphones down.
The man. I love his parent. I love his mom, though. I love his parent.
I'll call you to talk about Dean Murray.
Durant, number three in the league. The man just got MVP. Didn't even smile.
He just didn't stop.
Didn't even smile. Why are you so angry, Durant?
Hey.
Enjoy life. Number two, LBJ. LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James. LeBron James, to me, we need to donate his brain to the Smithsonian to find out what smart players look like.
Okay.
Number one to me is number 34. The should-be MVP, Giannis.
No James Harden?
No.
No Steph Curry?
No.
No Klay Thompson?
Oh, we talking about
Paul George?
No.
Because you know... Give it to me.
All those, hey,
you know what I like. You know who I like. What do I like, baby? Tom?
I don't know what you like.
Shooters.
But we based on last night and the halfway
here.
Point.
This boy, here.
He got the number one.
See? Shut up. Just stop. You need to stop, man. Just stop.
In the NBA.
Stop, Roy.
Number one.
Stop,
NBA.
Roy. Stop.
Number 34
stop.
Is doing something. No, I don't care about this.
Stop.
For him, I got an asterisk. Okay. I ain't care about no.
Not an ostrich, an asterisk.
Yeah.
Do Laura. Yeah.
Listen.
Do it. Do it.
Oh, man.
Do it.
Y'all need to stop this.
Shooter.
No, ask me what I like.
What do you like?
Shooter.
Love him. I love him like somebody red bone sister.
Green freak ain't no shooter.
What did he just
like
say?
A red bone sister.
Man, light skin wasn't back shooter, in the day. Cause. Man,
if you like shooters.
Girlfriend.
Yeah,
if you
like shooters.
Green freak ain't no shooter, cuz.
Listen.
Green freak ain't no shooter.
Doesn't have to be.
Oh, but you don't like shooters, though.
I agree with Shaq. Shaq said he doesn't need a jumper.
Yeah, Shaq.
Why even
Shaq
shoot?
Wet. Shaq all wet, man.
No, man,
I said it was 416 when you said that he was going to contradict himself.
Yeah.
I said he would do it before 420.
Yeah.
He beat the buzzer.
Yeah,
419-56.
Based on last night, to me, Giannis the best player in the league. LEAGUST. Take my green and gold Kool-Aid.
No, it ain't green and gold, cuz.
No,
it's
that's
green and
green and cream.
Yeah, green and cream.
Green and
I
cream.
I think everybody who watched that game last night would say Giannis the best player in the league. And I love shooters. Now, I didn't know y'all were going to do this topic
mm-hmm.
about y'all big three, but Giannis is by far the best on that court.
Last night, Gary Ellerson finally saw the light of the best player in the NBA.
Durant's best player in the NBA.
He wears number 35. He plays in Silicon Valley. His name is Kevin Durant. What's your big three?
Stop it.
It's 414-799-1250, the phone number. After last night's All-Star game, Gary Ellerson made an amendment to his, some revisions, crossed a couple things out, and put one right at the top where it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Number 35 is the best player in the NBA.
He's better than NBA, cuz.
He is not better than Giannis. Stop it. He can shoot better than Giannis.
That's he can back down Giannis?
Nope, can't do
and
it.
And shoot behind him. Nope. Shoot over the top of him.
Well, he do got a nice fadeaway. Durant bad boy now.
And he can get Giannis in foul trouble. If those two go head-to-head in the finals, he can get Giannis in foul trouble.
You got a good point.
Because there's not
Giannis
many.
Giannis like to reach a little bit.
Yep.
But Giannis got so many tools. He's a switch army knife. Mm-hmm. He can do so many. Once he hit the paint, he's unstoppable. He's Shaq. Once he get one toenail in there, Durant can't stop him. Outside of the elbow, okay, fine. But I'll bring in Chris for that.
Saturday night, they had the Finding Giannis special. We'll talk about it a little bit more, too, when Sparky comes back tomorrow.
And you put in Giannis' personality, who he is. He's so lovable, man. He's just everything you want in a son. I mean, Durant just...
Some of it is just how likable he is, for sure.
This man got a fake Twitter account. Come on, man. Want to just keep it on the court, right?
Yeah, just on the court.
I still take Giannis, though.
Giannis said to his representation, he was about to sign a deal with Nike. Mm-hmm. This was a couple of years before he did end up signing the deal with Nike. Yep. And his... really awesome production value that TNT did, Turner Sports did, to show you like where he came from. He talks about where him and his brother used to share a pair of shoes. One would get subbed out of the game, and he would take the shoes off and throw them over to Thanasis so he could go into the game.
Did Hammond teach him how to drive?
He gets the contract, the first contract from Nike, and he just got it all lined up. Money's going to be in, guaranteed. You're going to be signing with Nike, and he looks at it and goes, yeah, I'm not signing that.
No.
Because if I'm doing what I'm going to do, we're going to be making a whole lot more money than that.
That's 100.
And he did. And then he also then talks about it. He said, right around the start of my third year, I looked at all the greats. I looked at Kobe, looked at LeBron, and I looked at Kevin Durant.
Right.
What made these guys great was they could do it every night. Giannis goes, calls his agent and goes, Alex, I think I can do this every night. And now he's one of the top three players in the NBA. If not, if you're Leroy Butler, he says he's the number one.
He's the best player. And he has the best team.
I think he's the second best player in the league.
Y'all need to stop this stuff.
I think he's the second best player in the league, but I don't think
that... If Kevin Durant was that great, stay in OKC then. If he's so great, stay in OKC and win it over there.
But why would you want to stay somewhere that you just don't like being?
I agree with that, too.
Like, I genuinely...
I contradict myself, right?
You just did again.
Yeah. I mean, that's two times.
Did again, boy.
But, like, genuinely, if you're going to be...
Sometimes you have good points.
You can choose to be in OKC with Russell Westbrook, who at that time was a little bit tougher to deal with, I think, than he is now.
Right.
And instead, I get to go play with my friends out in Silicon Valley.
I will say
by
this, though, the Kevin Hart thing that he does in the ice tub, the best one was with Russell Westbrook, because Russell Westbrook flipped it on him, and he was the star. He was interviewing Kevin Hart. So you got a chance to see his personality come out, because he did get a bad rap in that. Some people were on his side, some people were on KD's side, but it's his team. He welcomes in Paul George. I don't know if they have enough to go anywhere, but last night, obviously, when I was watching these guys up and down the court, especially the first half, number 34 to me stood out more. And maybe I'm biased because we see him every day.
Sure.
When you see a guy that can wake up tomorrow and be a legitimate seven-footer that can do that, it's just amazing to me that he's pretty much unstoppable. And I just think the shooting thing, which I love, and it's so contradicting, so hypocrisy, because I'm in love with shooters, that I give him a pass because he's so dominant.
But, Gary, you're in love with finishing. You're in love with championships, playoffs. And KD in the fourth quarter last night was something different.
He did what Giannis couldn't do. Let me put this. Shooter!
I ain't saying a word.
That's why I like him. That's why I like shooters. That's why I like him.
So do I.
That's why I like shooters. That's why I like him.
He was deadly, too.
That's why I like shooters.
He was. He had the one.
Did something Giannis couldn't do.
With like 2 minutes left.
Let me come out here. Let me step out here. Pure.
And then walk in
on the stream
from 15 away on the baseline.
Yes, sir.
Layup.
Matter of fact, I'm on. What? LeBron, you better get on out here. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Championship game? You better come on. I shoot over you if I want to. Shooters!
All caps.
That wasn't all caps. And KD is all caps.
Took over the game, cuz.
At the top of the list.
Did some Giannis couldn't do. Now, he had. Dame Lillard, though, kind of gave him some juice. I'm not saying that didn't happen.
Well, I hope so. He touched 17 shots.
I'm not saying that didn't happen.
Yep.
But when it was time to take over, who was it? The best player on the court.
And it was the guy that ended up getting named MVP, Kevin
that
Durant.
Guy. Giannis should have been MVP.
We already did
that.
Because
he did it from wire to wire.
We already did that.
This guy just sat there and waited for
the fourth quarter. He didn't do it from wire to wire.
Well, he tried to get his other teammates to get... He wanted Steph to get involved.
Durant, Giannis, LeBron.
Paul George.
In that three.
Yeah. He wanted those guys to get involved. Yeah.
Paul George.
He's a very unselfish player.
Paul George has been doing something crazy.
Giannis could have had a triple-double.
He has been going crazy this year.
Yes.
And taking his game to a totally different level.
Totally.
And that's like another thing. We talked about the best player in the game, and I jokingly brought up James Harden, and we didn't genuinely bring Russell Westbrook's name into the conversation at all.
Right.
Well, Westbrook, it was a different element for him. He has to be where he can just take over, you know, because he can go to the basket.
Sure.
He can shoot. He has to take over a game. When he has to play with other guys, that's why KD left. You know, he wouldn't have let KD do what he did, right, Gary?
Right.
He would have had to just say, go do it. LeBron, go do it. Now, Westbrook would have been like, I'm going to do it. And I think that's the issue.